The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
America's top talk shows with breaking news, traffic, and weather.
WHIO.
WHIO.
Take it.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy. I'm here with you for the next hour here on Auto Talk, as I am each and every Saturday afternoon. And normally Jan, my partner and wife of many, many years, would be with me here. We typically are your hosts each and every Saturday right here on Auto Talk. She's busy with some things going on today, so I'm the Lone Ranger. I'm here hanging out with you, but we're going to have a lot of fun no matter what. Auto Talk, by the way, is here with you on Ask the Expert Weekend, each and every Saturday at 12 noon on WHIO's, I should say, Ask the Expert Weekend. Jan and I, we are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and in Centerville. All right, we are on Dayton Senior Road in Beaver Creek, and we're on North Main Street in Centerville, kind of right in the center of the heart of both of those great communities. Murphy's Auto Care has been serving our communities for over 30 years now. We are open at both of those locations Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. If you want to learn anything about our company, read our reviews, find out maybe what our job or career opportunities are, it's really simple. Murphy'sAutoCare.com. That's Murphy'sAutoCare.com. You'll learn quite a bit about us. We've just in the process of launching our new website, a lot of new pages, interesting information. So save that as on one of your favorites on your web browser, and you'll learn a lot about what's going on in the automotive industry, and we're happy to answer any questions you might have. You can also find each one of these shows every week as a podcast. It's on our website on the blog tab, but it's also on the WHIO website as well. And we also have a very, very, very busy Facebook, Instagram page. So we're out there, and we're starting to get pretty busy on YouTube as well. So catch us on all those places. We appreciate you following us, and we're here. So again, like I said, I'm Dave Murphy. I am live today. We can chat with you for the next hour, and we'd love to. We'd love to hear from you. That number to call me directly is 937 area code 457-1290. Again, the number is 457-1290. Let's talk. This is Auto Talk, and we're here live. Love to hear from you. All right. That was interesting. I guess we've still got a commercial running here. All right, I'm sure Joe's going to pop that out of there. My producer today is Joe, and he is very capable of getting you in through here to me. He's going to let me know if you're on here. So I'm just going to dive right into what we've got going on, and we'll wait to see who jumps on here. But like I said, we are live today. You can call me at 457-1290. Love to talk to you. Always a ton going on in the industry. There's a lot going on just, you know, in the world that is either automotive related or impacts the automotive repair business, your ability to get your vehicle serviced, or your, you know, maybe you're like, I was just talking to Joe a minute ago about buying a new car, buying a different car. So happy to chat about any of those things. But a lot of things going on in our shops this week. We've actually been replacing a few engines. Those are some major work for us. But we do a tremendous amount of tire work, suspension work, alignment. Of course, what we call drivability, and those are things like in the old days you called tune-ups. But spark plugs, coils, all of those things, always going on at both our shops. All of our technicians are ASE Master Certified technicians. They're very capable, and they have between them over 200 years, almost 250 years of combined experience on all vehicle brands. So if you have a concern that maybe you can't bring, you know, a specific vehicle of yours to us, we certainly can manage any vehicle. The only thing we really, really don't do is just exotic sport cars, but sports cars, I should say. So, yeah. No, I don't. Joe, we're all good. Just going to give you the thumbs up there. We're all set. So things sound good now, and we're fine. At any rate, that's what's going on. And like I said, tons of stuff like that. We've had a really big influx recently of folks that are taking advantage of our extension of the Car Care Aware Month, which was actually ended last month, but we're rolling it all into this month. And, you know, if you haven't had your vehicle inspected yet this season, this year, you might want to just jump online at murphysautocare.com, get an appointment at either our Beaver Creek or Centerville location. It's a courtesy inspection. It's digital. We're going to send you a ton of photographs taken by our professional master technicians, and they'll share with you their thoughts on the condition of your vehicle, kind of get that health check and find out what's happening, what's going on there. It also includes an alignment check, so we're going to take a look at all the suspension components and make sure your vehicle's running straight and true. So quite a value. It's something that our longtime clients have us do at least 3 times a year. So check it out. We'd love to meet you if you're new to us and learn about it. That'd be awesome. Hey, I had an interesting email this week, after the show last week, and it was from a listener, and I certainly appreciate it. He's a longtime listener, and Jan and I appreciate all of you out there that do listen to us each and every week. His question was in regards to a locking gas cap, and he was just concerned that with the rising cost of gas, of course, we've all been living with that now for months, that fuel might be the next thing that would be, randomly stolen out of people's vehicles. But he was very knowledgeable of the system, at least on his vehicle. And so he did purchase what he felt was a correctly fitting locking gas cap, which seemed to work and lock okay. But shortly after he installed it, he ended up getting a reminder on his dashboard to recheck the gas cap. And that would be, he has some concerns about it. And my response would be this, is that our experience is a couple of things. Typically locking gas caps, even if you purchase them from the dealership, if they even still offer them, because so many vehicles now, are a gas capless system and they don't even use gas caps. So It's kind of challenging to actually remove fuel from a vehicle through the filler neck. You can do it, but it takes time. If you still have that vehicle that you can put a gas cap on it, you can put it on there. Our experience has been many times the seal is just not sufficient enough to satisfy the vehicle's evaporative emissions test that runs constantly as the vehicle is operated. So at any rate, for us, I would say, don't fool around with locking gas caps. They're kind of a product of the past. We don't really believe that they seal properly, which causes then a new problem in the system. You could be living in an area where possibly someone would consider stealing your gas. That would, and of course, you hate to see that. Maybe another option for rectifying that issue would be to just put, there's some very inexpensive inside cameras you can put. We use them in our shuttle vehicles, actually. They're forward-facing and rearward-facing, and they get almost a 360, because they're wide-angle, they get almost a 360-degree clear vision of what's going on around the vehicle, inside and out. That might be another thing to do, because, of course, you can record it and save that data. But just something to think about, and I hope that answers the question. In regards to the fuel tank, or the locking gas cap. While we're talking about gas caps, thought we'd also talk a little bit about fuel tanks. Fuel tanks made either out of steel or out of poly or plastic, can still fail. We've seen many, many, many steel gas tanks over the years that after a vehicle ages, after it's had, a couple 100,000 miles on it, or if that vehicle has had low mileage but has been sitting, the liner inside that steel tank will tend to deteriorate, especially as the fuel breaks down and the alcohol content in it continues to break that liner down, and it'll cause it to fall into the tank. It plugs up the pre-filters. It just causes constant fuel delivery problems. And the end result is we have to pull the fuel tank down, look inside of it and inspect it, and typically replace it. But good news is you can find steel tanks to replace them. Some of them are even being replaced with plastic tanks. When you have a plastic tank, most folks would assume nothing could go wrong with those. But that's quite not the case. Quite honestly, given them some time and age, and let's just say it's a collector vehicle, and you know, we've seen vehicles in the last 15 years that have plastic tanks in them that people tend to just want to keep and store, and here we go down the same road again, because again, our fuel's got at least 10% alcohol in it, and it's not supposed to have more than that, but if we do a fuel test, we can find it in excess of that. And when that fuel sits in there and it literally starts to break down, it can attack all of the fuel delivery components. It'll attack the fuel pump, the fuel sending unit. It'll attack the all of the instrumentation that's on that. And then, of course, also causes the fuel tank to actually start to flake away. And here we go again with more now particulate matter that's going to start plugging things up. We haven't seen it at the level we have with steel tanks, but it is something that can happen. So the fix for this is, just like any other machine, the best thing to do with a vehicle is to continue to move it, to drive it, to run it. When vehicles sit, unless they are, I guess I'll use the word pickled or stored properly, you're going to have problems with it. So it was one of those things. We had a conversation actually with a few customer this week, because he has several older classic vehicles. We were talking about the fuel, and actually we were servicing a couple of them as well for him, and that kind of leads me into, I just wanted to share with people, if you happen to have a classic vehicle, and or you have an older vehicle that you just don't drive all the time, maybe it's been your parents' vehicle or it was your first vehicle, right? And it's been sitting, but you know it's in decent shape, but you want to get it out and you want to get it going. We do that kind of work at Murphy's Auto Care, but it is a totally different service approach than it is with a modern vehicle. It can take more time, obviously, especially trying to source parts, but we're happy to do that. We just always like to have conversations. You know, if you know us, you know that we are a company that believes in building relationships, which means we really enjoy partnering with our clients to help them get the most out of their vehicles. And actually, you know, one of the things we really focus on is helping you get the greatest return on the investment you have in your vehicle by helping you take care of it. Well, when it comes to these types of vehicles, we actually want to sit down with you. We want to talk to you. We want to discuss what your goals are with this vehicle. And if those goals need to be broken down, maybe over two or three or four different, update, upgrade, repair, visits, that's what we want to do with you, with that vehicle. We want it to fit your budget, because usually those kinds of vehicles are not primary vehicles. They are not the vehicles you need to drive every day. And most folks tend to want to, you know, take it a little bit at a time. But we can do it either way, but we do that. Looks like it's just about time. I've got to run to a really quick break. Thanks for joining me here. I'm going to be right back, so don't go anywhere. We got a whole lot more to talk about. We'll see you here in just a minute back on Auto Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back, everyone, to Auto Talk. This is your host, each and every Saturday, Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek in Centerville. Glad you're back with me. We are having a darn good day today. Great show. Great weather, by the way, outside. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful, beautiful early summer, late spring day. Some tremendous weather. I was going to share with you all that Jan and I had to take a road trip this last week. We ran out to southern Missouri over a couple of days and got back. And wow, just I haven't seen so many vehicles on the road in the course of a couple of years. And I was really, really surprised, I guess, because I, you know, the volume of traffic was so gosh darn heavy. And you can tell people are back. People are out on the roads. They're driving their vehicles. And I think what made me want to just mention this was, as I was just waiting here on the break and listening to one of the ads was about distracted driving. And I got to tell you, when you're on the road for over 8 hours each way, it's very, very obvious how much distracted driving is going on out there. But at any point, I just want to reiterate that, you know, just everybody, they're getting back on the road. We all want to get to where we're going safely. And so keep that in mind. You know, that commercial is so true. It doesn't matter. You know, everything is a distraction when you're not focused, whether it's you're eating your quick sandwich you got, you know, at the drive-thru, whether it's, of course, texting or looking at a text or even, you know, I even see people that are clearly hands-free talking on their device, you know, because their phone's connected through Bluetooth to their vehicle and they're using the speaker. But quite honestly, do you think they're really focused on, subconsciously, I'm sure, they're you know, processing the process of driving the vehicle, but their mind is not really on driving that vehicle safely, getting them, maybe their family and passengers, there safely. I mean, that's just the type of stuff that happens. And we actually saw a couple of real serious accidents going both ways out on Route 70, which, you know, held up traffic, but worst of all, just me, you know, just I'm sure was very tragic for some folks. But I just wanted to share that. That's just my personal opinion. Anything that distracts any of us from driving a vehicle, we just really need to stop and think about it. So I'll get off my soapbox. Hey, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors real quick. BG Products. BG Products stands for Bearings and Gears. They're an old company. They've been making, quite honestly, the highest quality professional oil additives, fuel and oil system cleaning products that we use day to day in our shop. If you'd like to learn more about BG Products, or I should say they also have a complete line of diesel products as well as gas engine products, go to bgprod.com. We at Murphy's Auto Care have a tremendous relationship with this company, and they quite honestly are one of our suppliers that helps us to offer you, our clients, a 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty on everything we do, because when we use these products in and out every day, and we use them virtually on almost every service we're in, or providing, I should say, they just, you know, really ensure that your vehicle is going to run right. So check it out. If you want to know more about it, you can just call us. We'll tell you all about their great products. But I want to say thanks to BG. For BG Products, for bringing Auto Talk as a sponsor with Murphy's Auto Care to you each and every Saturday. I also want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. If you're in the area, you know Mike's Car Wash. There's four great locations. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Mike'sCarWash.com. Check them out there. They always have great specials going on. But Mike's Car Wash, you can't get a better car wash. You can't get better people to help you, serve you, take care of that vehicle. And your car will be clean. We guarantee it. Or they do, I should say. So check them out. And Mike's Car Wash, thank you so much for sponsoring Auto Talk here each and every Saturday. My producer, Joe, let me know that we had a caller called in and they had to jump off, no problem. But they said their question was going to be, just wanted to know how often they should flush the radiator in their vehicle. And so we have a rule of thumb. And since we were just talking about BG products, BG, even though manufacturers of all vehicles now have been installing long life antifreeze in the vehicles for 20 years at least, right? And the original inception of that was that it could go 100,000 miles before it would deteriorate, break down, and need to be changed. Of course, what we've all experienced in the service industry is that's not necessarily the case. I'm going to dive into that. I've also got a bunch I want to talk to you about air conditioning and some great things we got going on at Murphy's Auto Care to help you make sure your AC is working properly on your vehicle this season. But I got to run to another real quick break, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to Auto Talk. I am your host today, Dave Murphy, and I'm your host each and every Saturday, along with my amazing wife and incredible business partner, Jan. We are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and Centerville. And if you've been listening to us, you probably already know that. But I'd just like to reiterate it. We're open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at both locations. We're here to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. If you want to get a hold of us, and we hope you do, you want to chat or bring your vehicle in, it's pretty darn simple. Go to murphysautocare.com. Again, that's murphysautocare.com. Schedule an appointment, learn about our company, see all the great services, meet our people. Anything you want to do there, check it out. And we just are launching a brand new website, as a matter of fact, and you're going to see some really cool stuff. All right. Also, we are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are on YouTube. And we are every Saturday right here on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend, gosh, for over 6 years, hosting this show called Auto Talk. And we are very honored to be able to be in this seat behind this mic and hanging out with all of you. It's been truly a good ride. We are here. We are live. I can talk to you. Love to hear from you. Matter of fact, I would challenge you all. Pick up that phone. I know you're hanging around your swimming pool. You're enjoying a good afternoon. Maybe you're out in your garage. You're thinking about cleaning up your car. You're doing something. Happy to help you. Happy to talk to you. Just find out what's going on in your world with your automobiles, with your trucks. You can call me right now, 457-1290. The number's 457-1290, and we would love to chat with you. Hey, just before I went to the break there at the bottom of the hour, I was talking about a caller we had earlier this morning that at least left us a question. And the question was, when do you flush the radiator on your vehicle? And so at any rate, there's kind of a couple of different answers, but we'll boil it down pretty quickly. So our experience has been, since all vehicles that we see now, that at least for the last 20 years have what's known as long life antifreeze. A lot of people used to think it was never had to change antifreeze. Of course, that's been proven wrong a million times. Our rule of thumb is, and this is, we get this directly from utilizing BG products, because we use their cooling system cleaning process, their transfusion machine, or I should say flushing machine and equipment, and it does a fabulous job of getting all of the old antifreeze out. But there's a couple of things that need to be done first before that antifreeze ever gets replaced. One of the things we look at as technicians and in our shop and make recommendations on is time and mileage, right? We've always gone by time and mileage. So we ask the vehicle owner those questions, see what's going on, try and get some past service history, but we also then go in and we do some tests. We're looking to see if the antifreeze is starting to deteriorate. We're looking at it visually. We're looking to see, you know, we're running some tests on it. We want to see if it's starting to turn into a battery, basically, and go acidic and actually generate electrical current in it. So some simple tests we can do, but our rule of thumb is, if you just never want to have a problem with the cooling system in your vehicle, is change the antifreeze every 2 years or 30,000 miles, whichever is coming first. Now, many people will look at us sometimes, and I'll be honest with you, and they'll say, wow, that seems like overkill on antifreeze. It is good. The point is that when a vehicle is serviced that way, just like we change oil in a car to prevent a problem within the crankcase, within the bearings, within all of the rotating mass, right? We change the oil to reduce that. Got to look at antifreeze the same way. Don't think of antifreeze as you need to wait until it's worn out, because it's too late then. It's already affected the radiator, the heater core, the hoses, the control valves. All these things are now affected, impacted. Just change it every couple of years or 30,000 miles. I mean, back when I started in this industry, and we would change and flush the antifreeze every year in people's vehicles. That was the rule of thumb, because antifreeze would deteriorate. And, you know, when people let it go a couple of years, then they're buying radiators. So to answer the question, if you really are interested in maintaining the vehicle and never having a problem with cooling system issues, just have the radiator, the radiator flushed. Sorry, I just kind of had a moment there, lost my train of thought. Every couple of years or 30,000 miles. So I hope that answers the question when it comes to that. We have, we got a lady on the line here. Joe, if you can patch Marie through to me, that'd be great. I'd be happy to talk to her. Hello, Marie, you there?
Hi, Dave. This is my second call to you. I called you about a year ago about my new car and its first oil change, and sure, you were very helpful. But
thank
now
you.
I am calling about a body shop nightmare that I am living. About 2 months after I got that car, I was turning home on my home street, a left turn, and a lady with no brakes bashed into the rear of it. So okay. I am now driving a new car with a bashed in back end. I have been to two body shops. I have paid $1,750 in rental cars, and I am still driving a car that they say they can get no parts from China. Is this gonna, you know, it's drivable. I just finally gave up. It's been a year, but I am still driving with a tailpipe that's held up by a wire. I'm afraid to go to Mike's car wash because I'm afraid the water will be pushed in underneath the car wrong. It'll come right through a hole.
Right,
you know?
Right. And, well, Marie, this is
what do I do?
Well, we're going to ask you some questions, and I really want to thank you for calling. Absolutely. We're going to see if we can help you get out of this problem with this vehicle. So first question.
It's a nightmare.
Sure. You've got a new car to you. You know what I mean? And it shouldn't be that way. I will tell you that all of us in the industry, whether we're in the collision side, which is what we're talking about with your car, or whether we're in the mechanical side, we're all having to really, really hustle a little differently, you know, jump through them hoops to get vehicle parts. But that leads me to the question, what brand and model vehicle do you have?
It's a 1921 Chevy Trax.
Okay, so Chevy Trax 2021, brand new vehicle, right? All right,
yes.
So Chevrolet, I'm going to ask you, you don't have to tell me the names of the collision shops you've been to. My guess
I've been to the dealership already, and they were the first one to say no.
Say no, couldn't get the parts. Okay, they are struggling. Don't get me wrong. So you've been then to an independent body shop as well. Sounds like
right? I went to where my insurance company recommended.
Okay,
and they had me wait for 4 weeks with no car and still no nothing.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what I would recommend to you. There are two collision shops around town that I believe in very strongly because their focus on customer service is amazing. And I think they'll give you a straight answer. They may come up with the same challenge, maybe finding that part, whatever the parts are for the back of your vehicle. But I would highly recommend to you Trimbox Body Shop. They're up kind of in the Huber Heights area. And Trimbox, T-R-I-M-B-A-C-H-S.
Yeah,
and,
I'm writing it.
Tim Trimbach is the owner. He runs an amazing collision business, and it's all focused on the owner of the vehicle. You know, insurance companies don't like him. I'll be honest, and he would be happy for me to say that, I think, on the air, because he's your advocate, not their advocate. Okay, and that's how
you.
It should be. Yeah, he and his client or his staff, that's how they operate. They're focused on helping you, not the insurance company. The other body shop that I would recommend as well that will look at things that way is called Thoma Body Shop, T-H-O-M-A.
And they are T-H-O-M-A.
Correct. And they are right down off Route 35, if you're kind of familiar with Route 35 and Smithville Road. There's a road there called Mack Oil Street.
Mack Oil Street?
Yeah. There's it's just right off Route 35 at the Smithville Road exit. But you want to go in there and ask for Mick Kraft. He's the owner, and
Mick Kraft.
Yeah, just like the cheese, Mick Kraft.
Okay.
Great, great company. Either one, you know, will I think get you a better answer. But there is a challenge right now with so many vehicles getting parts. But unfortunately, the experience you just explained from a lot of collision shops and mechanical shops is, they are just they just use their excuse to get you out the door, and that is just so wrong in our belief. You know what I mean? We believe people should be an advocate. You know, if you're coming in and wanting to do business with us, we believe we should be your advocate, and we're going to do what we can to get your car fixed. So, I hope that helps you. And as well, if you also want to check in with us at either one of our locations, we may be able to do something with that exhaust for you, so it's not hanging by a coat hanger. We'd be happy to get that properly attached. So, well, we appreciate your call, Marie. I hope that things get better for you very soon by either seeing the Trimbox or going to Thoma. But those are the shops in town that we would refer to, and because we know they take care of people.
Thank you very much. I will do this.
Hey, thank you. And get back and let me know. Just let me know. Call me, or send me an email, or join us back on the show again in a couple weeks.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Thanks a lot, Marie. See ya. Great, great call. Sorry to hear about what's going on there in Marie's world with that car. That could be a challenge, but it can be handled so much better when you're in the right place. So anyway, thanks again, Marie. Appreciate it. One of the things I've been wanting to get to today was I wanted to chat with everybody about, folks, we are just experiencing some higher temperatures, right? We just got into the, upper 80s. When I was on this road trip this week that I was out in Missouri, we were into the low 90s. And that's where we're going to be, upper 80s, 90s for the next several months. So if you haven't checked the air conditioning and its performance or operation on your vehicle yet, I would suggest you get it in. Go to our website, murphysautocare.com, schedule it in right now. We have a special going. We're doing a no-charge courtesy air conditioning performance test, and it only takes a few moments. If you need to bring the car in, one of our techs will take a look at it, or even one of our service consultants will, and at least determine what direction it needs to go, and maybe there's nothing going on, but now's the time to get it checked, and I'll tell you why. We were just speaking on the line with Marie about a different issue, a collision issue for her vehicle, but it all comes down to this issue of parts availability. And what will happen here in this great state of Ohio, as we move into June and into July, and the temperatures are really solid and really high, we're going to start all of these warehouses that we deal with to get parts to fix your car, all the air conditioning parts, they're going to run out of parts because they didn't have great inventories to start with. So I would just say if you like to plan, you like to prepare, now's the time. Like I said, go to our website, murphysautocare.com. Just go in there, ask, it'll say a schedule appointment. Just schedule that you want to get in for your free air conditioning performance test. One of our guys will reach back out to you. They'll get you scheduled in right away this week. We'll get your vehicles in. We'll get them checked. And we'll give you peace of mind and a clear understanding of what's going on. By the way, when we do that free AC check, we're also happy to do our digital courtesy inspection and a courtesy alignment check. Get the whole vehicle checked out for you. So when you get out there, going on your trip to either go into see family or see friends or go to some great park or somewhere, your vehicle's ready to go and you're going to be safe and you're going to be getting there and having a good time making good memories. That's what travel's about. But when it comes to air conditioning, hey, some of the things that you maybe noticed on for the first time, if you noticed a rather not pleasant smell or odor as it was starting to get going, that is an indicator that we've got some bacteria, we've got some mold, something like that building up on the air conditioning system's evaporator, which is up inside the dashboard of your vehicle. We can clean that. We use BG products, and we have a couple of great BG products. One is called Frigi Clean, kind of a funny name, and then we have another one called Frigi Fresh, which is something that can be used. But the Frigi Clean is actually the process we use to go in and clean that evaporator, flush all of that deteriorating material that's on there. Gosh, especially if your vehicle hasn't had its cabin air filter changed recently, those can be clues to it as well. I got to run to, it looks like the last break of the show here. Stick with us. I'm going to come back to a special, talk about how we can help you keep your car cool. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're listening to Auto Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm your host, Dave Murphy, along with my partner and wife, Jan. We're your hosts each and every Saturday right here on WHIO's Ask the Expert weekend Auto Talk program. Have been for 6 years now. And thoroughly honored and have enjoyed it. And all because of you out there that listen to Auto Talk each and every Saturday. We sincerely appreciate that. We also want to say thank you to a couple of our sponsors that bring you Auto Talk each and every Saturday. Mike's Car Wash, four great locations, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. here in the Miami Valley area. Go to mikescarwash.com to learn more about their company, their specials, their career opportunities. You want to check them out. By the way, they still have a, I believe, their current special going on their best washes, which is you buy a book. There's six washes in it. You pay for four, you get two free. So check that out, Mike's Car Wash. Thank you so much for sponsoring Auto Talk. I also want to say thank you to BG Products for sponsoring Auto Talk. They are our partner in our business, along with many other professional automotive repair businesses in our community. And they supply us with the very best, highest quality chemicals, cleaning products, as well as lubricating products, fluids, everything we need to keep all the systems operating at peak performance on your vehicles. Go to BGProd, that's BGProd.com, to find out about all of the great products that BG brings to the market. And you can also hit the locator button, and you'll see that we are one of their premier distributors, full-line distributor, but there are other folks around town as well that you can go and get their great service from. So thank you to BG Products for sponsoring Auto Talk each and every Saturday. Hey, I was just talking about air conditioning as we went to the break just a moment ago. And this is really going to be point of mind right now for a lot of folks. And it's interesting. Well, we have a great special going on right now, by the way. But it's interesting, too, because I had a caller earlier that wanted to talk about radiator flushing. But, you know, there's radiator cleaning that needs to be done as well, and condenser cleaning that needs to be done. Because when those components that are out in the front of your vehicle have spent the winter traveling around, and, of course, that's where the airflow is for your vehicle. That's where the air comes in that keeps the engine running at the right temperature. That's where the air comes in that keeps your condenser dissipating the heat that would be inside the passenger compartment. When those two units are plugged up with debris and grass and bugs, or they're bent and they're not in good shape, they need to be corrected. They need to be cleaned. And it's one of the easiest ways is to take your vehicle to Mike's Car Wash, because they're going to get it clean in the front. They're going to get all that stuff off the front. I would consider having them use their ceramic coating on your vehicle, first of all, because it helps the bugs shed much quicker. They just slide right off. But to the radiator, to the condenser, these are key components, folks, that are on your vehicle. They've got to be checked. They've got to be checked by a competent automotive technician that knows what he's looking at, can see signs of early leaks, can determine if there are, you know, there can be some maintenance performed on them. So really, really key. And that's all part of our inspection that we're offering right now, is to check those things out for you, give you a heads up, and to make sure that your air conditioning system on your vehicle works properly. You know, it's really, really key right now to get that done. So if it's not cooling quite right, it may be low on whatever type of refrigerant your vehicle may need. There's really only two types of refrigerant right now that are being used consistently in the vast majority of vehicles on the road, and we are capable of charging either one of those. One other point I want to make, if your air conditioning system is not functioning properly, please, I just can't stress it enough. We talk about it every year. Take your vehicle to a complete automotive service provider when it comes to the HVAC or the air conditioning system on your vehicle. Many, many quick lube service centers, I'm not going to name who they are, but we all know who they are. They got a place on every corner. They'll offer air conditioning quick charges. That is the last thing you ever want to consider having done. It may seem like a good idea. I'm sure it's going to be tempting because, you know, the assumption is, hey, what else could it be? It's convenient. My car's here having the oil changed, which, why, I don't know you why you would do that either. Just kidding. But don't have them change. Please don't have them. Save yourself a lot of aggravation. Save yourself a loss of money. Just save yourself that issue and take your vehicle to your local neighborhood full service automotive service professional that can properly service the system on your vehicle, diagnose it, and get it back on the road quickly for you. If you don't have somebody and you're not sure who to take it to, check us out, murphysautocare.com. Right now, we're doing that free air conditioning performance test for you, and we will walk you through it, show you pictures, show you your vehicle, let you know what to expect, but make sure it's working properly. And I don't mean to come across in a negative light, but I just can't tell you. I've been doing this for over 45.